Time to live life boldly. Take that trip to Germany, start a band, become best friends with the bartender, and celebrate with an ice-cold shot of Jägermeister. Its bold and unique 56 botanicals are like no other. So the next time you're out, don't settle for the usual. Jägermeister. Meister the moment. Visit Ibotta, I-B-O-T-T-A online or in the app for a discount on your next bottle. Drink responsibly. Jägermeister Liqueur, 35% alcohol by volume. Imported by Moss Jägermeister U.S., White Plains, New York. Offer void where prohibited.
Whether you're flying through a busy everyday universe or smashing personal bests, GNC is teaming up with Marvel to help you fuel every mission every day. And we're doing it with epic flavors like Black Panther Royal Caramel Cookie, Iron Man High Flying S'mores, and Captain America Star Spangled Birthday Cake. And every tub comes with a digital collectible that you can't get anywhere else. Pick up iconic Marvel and GNC flavors of Pro Performance 100% whey protein today, online or at a GNC store near you.
Today's show is sponsored by Duplass Club, a subscription service that guarantees you do not miss a single movie, TV show, or web series made by the Duplass brothers. Go to DuplassClub.net and use offer code DuplassFriendsBros to receive a copy of The Puffy Chair 2, an exclusive movie made just for members of Duplass Club. Duplass Club. Duplass. Don't miss. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of Friends one at a time and sum them up and recap them. And my name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of Meet My Friends, The Friends. So let's go meet my friends, The Friends. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, A Friends Recap Podcast. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the show, and the episode we're recapping today is episode 4 of season 3, episode 4, the one with the metaphorical tunnel. And this was written by Alexa Young and directed by Steve Zuckerman, and this aired on October 10th, 1996. This episode, Joey Tribbiani appears in an episode, an infomercial for the Milkmaster 2000, a device that you can pour milk more effectively out of a carton. I'm sorry, I'm just not sleeping a whole lot lately. Phoebe tells Joey about an audition. Phoebe forgets to tell Joey about an audition, but makes up for it by calling the casting director and pretending to be his agent. And she's great at it. And then Joey asks Phoebe to represent him full time. Ross has a hard time accepting that his son plays with a Barbie doll. And he tries to get his child interested in more masculine toys. Chandler is scared of the so-called tunnel of commitment until Joey convinces him to face his fears and go through the tunnel and come out the other side. Then Chandler goes too far, overdoes it, and scares his girlfriend Janice away because he's being too intense. And then... meanwhile, Monica and Rachel welcome Chandler after he's having a hard time with Janice rejecting him. They welcome him to their side of the tunnel and console him with ice cream. And, yeah, that's what this one is about. And, I also should just say this one is a pretty good episode. The Phoebe stuff is really good, and it showcases Lisa Kudrow's skill set. It's nice to see Chandler back with Janice and fall for her, and to see her reject him for once. The stuff with Ross and the Barbie doll is a little odd, but seeing him fail with it is good. And I should just say, as a I'm not sleeping a whole lot. I lost my train of thought. Hold on. Come on. Yeah, that Joey could not hire Phoebe to be the agent, because you need to have a license to be an agent. You have to, that is a certified title. You have to, there's legalities involved with calling yourself an agent. He would have to call himself a manager. That is something that literally anyone can call themselves as a manager, and there's no legal ramification for it. Today's show is sponsored by Duplass Club, and I speak for all of us when I say we all love the Duplass brothers, and we never want to miss a single release from them. But in these troubled times, it can get so hard to keep up. That's where Duplass Club comes in. Get access to every Duplass Brothers movie, TV show, web series, book, or tweet. And use offer code DuplassFriendsBros to receive a copy of The Puffy Chair 2, an exclusive movie made for Duplass Club members. DuplassClub.net. Duplass? Don't miss! This day in Friends history, October 10th, 1996, British Royal Navy officer Hugh Sterling Mackenzie died at the age of 83 in October 10th, 1996. So, our belated condolences to, the family of British Royal Navy officer Hugh Sterling Mackenzie, who... Yeah. I just kind of want to burn through the show tonight. Let's go to the different segments. Friends first.
File not found.
Hold on 1 second. Friends, the friends first.
File not found.
File not found. No, it clearly is marked friends first. Let me just, hold on. Let me shut it off. Let me force quit. Okay. Open. Friends first.
File not found.
File not, what the, I don't know what that even means. Let me just check here. Hold on 1 second. Fun fact, friends fun fact.
File not found.
File not found. File not found. Line of the episode.
File not found.
Oh, the sound clips. This, you know what this is? This. Hold on. This is Jason. I know this is. I can just feel the stink of this guy all over this one. Hold on. I gotta call this guy.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Five. Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos.
Does that. Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by CarMax. Don't just settle for a car, buy one you know you'll love. CarMax has upfront pricing and an unbeatable love it or return it 30-day money-back guarantee, up to 1,500 miles, so you can shop with confidence and spend 30 days falling in love with your next car and the way you feel behind the wheel. That's car buying reimagined. Start shopping now to find a car you'll love at CarMax.com.
Hello?
vote for Jason.
Hey, Jason, it's Tom.
Who, Tom?
Tom, yes.
Which Tom?
Tom Sharpling.
Oh, Tom Sharpling. Good Lord, how are you, man?
I'm okay. I just had a question for you. Is that...
Not those pants. They don't work.
What's that?
Those are never going to look good on you. Try the other one.
Sorry, Tom, I'm here.
Okay. I'm not sure who you're talking to.
Skeet Ulrich.
Skeet, the actor Skeet Ulrich.
The actor, like top of the crop, Skeet Ulrich. I'm over at his one bedroom apartment. We're hanging out. We're getting ready to go for a night on the town. Maybe, you know, connect with Dorf. We're, you know, going to go to a new place called Dump, which Lisa Vanderpump and Ken Todd are opening. Man, it's been quite the life out here, Tom. You should visit sometime, man. We'll hang out.
Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah, of course. Los Angeles is where I'm at.
Yeah, okay. I've been to Los Angeles before.
I don't think we saw it like I'm seeing it now, but that's good.
Can I ask you a question, Jason?
Yeah,
please?
Shoot.
I'm trying to do the Friends podcast now, and somehow all the files, the fun Friends fun fact, Friends first, uh-huh. line of the episode, I'm pulling them, and they are coming up saying file not found. Like, it's an audio file that says file not found. It's not just my computer saying file not found. It literally says file not found.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
You don't know
me.
Not you.
No.
You don't know, no.
I literally don't know a thing about that. Why would I? I'm in Los Angeles. I'm hanging out with Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah, it's nobody's Skeet. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Uh-huh. It's a trash person from like that.
What are you? No. I can't hear. I can't even hear you. What are you saying?
Oh no! I was just telling. I was just talking to Skeet, telling him about the show.
What were you saying? I couldn't hear. It was all.
You couldn't hear what I was saying to Skeet?
I don't know. I'm not sleeping a whole lot.
Oh.
File not found. What is it? This I gotta just say. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with you long enough to know that right. this kind of feels like you would. This would be your doing.
Come on. I don't even have access to the studio anymore. It couldn't be me.
At least you have access to my computer. I know that already. You've done it before.
Tom, I have so many huge things on my plate right now. The last thing I would ever even think about is deleting your files. Come on. I'm going to a party tonight. Ugly Kid Joe's playing.
Okay, well... The other thing I want to bring up to you now that we're talking is...
Okay.
It didn't go well with Pat as he ended here with me. And you...
Don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, you were there. You're why it didn't go well. You're why it didn't go... You know, I'm trying to just do this show as a thing I just want to try... And it turned into some thing where it's a clearinghouse for everybody's baggage. And you and Pat were so nasty to him, and you drove a wedge. And now I talk to him, and he tells me he's working with you.
Oh no, I mean, he's not working with me. He's a guest.
He's a guest.
He is a guest. Don listened to the show. He was a little sad about how it all went down with. You not sticking up for Pat in any way whatsoever. And he just wanted to fly Pat out to Los Angeles.
So I'm the bad guy now. I'm somehow the bad guy. I didn't stick up for Pat. Not, you're not the bad guy, even though you're the one who just railed it and picked on him nonstop. I'm the bad guy somehow?
I don't know. I mean, Pat and I have worked, we have worked through everything, and it's like, that is all in the past. I love seeing the guy now.
Now, the two
I mean, we're probably going to see him at Ethan Hawke's. you for did, brunch tomorrow morning.
You did nothing but ride this guy. And now he's your pal.
Yeah, and now Don and me, we're giving him a great opportunity to see how podcasting should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you want the best for him?
Wouldn't I want the best for Pat? Of course I would want the best for him.
That's what he's getting.
I question your motivations.
Please.
Know you're the... Where is the files? Just tell me where the files are and I'll leave you alone.
I swear to you. This will be bad in a minute. Cause this is, trust me. This is a I swear to you that I do not have your files. I swear.
I don't believe
that's a swear.
I don't, but where are the files?
I don't have the
files. Where are the files? Where are the files? Where are the files? Why would you do this? No, this is you turning the screw one more time, turning the knife one more time. On the way out, you got to give me the business on the way out because now it's you and it's Don Strong and it's Skeet Ulrich and whoever else you're hanging out with. And now Pat is a part of the club and it's you might as well kick me one last time and you take the sound files away so I can't even do the show the way I could normally do the show. Now you...
So let me get this straight. I'm in Los Angeles. I am... thousands of miles away from the studio. I'm about to launch my brand new hit podcast tomorrow. Taking the Leap with Jason Gore launches tomorrow. And you're saying that as part of that launch, one final definitive dig, I logged into your computer and I recorded my own voice saying file not found. Replaced every other file with the voice of me saying, file not found.
Yeah.
You hear yourself?
You got
to get some sleep.
You want to know what? Look, yes, I do have to get some sleep, but I'm going to say this. I never once said that it was your voice. You just said that.
I've got to get in the car.
You just said it was your voice on the thing. I never said, and it is your voice on the thing. You just blew it. You just told me it's you. Where are my files? Give me my files back. I want to just do my show. I just need my files back. Just give me the files.
Tom.
Give me the files.
Tom, one day you're going to listen to this episode, and you're going to be like, that was rock bottom.
Give me the files.
And I hope that you remember that we were all there for you to pick you up.
You give me the file. I'm telling you.
Hope that by part of the process of picking you up, part of that process is you listening to Don Strong Presents Taking the Leap with Jason Gore, which will be available tomorrow. And I hope it does bring a smile to your face.
Where are my files?
Skeets. You know, he's giving me the sign. He wants me to do a Jericho podcast now. Can you believe it? We might do that. I mean, the sky is literally the limit. Files not found. Have a good one, Tom.
Beginning of the episode, Joey is featured in the Milkmaster commercial as the guy who can't pour milk. It's a reference to a future episode wherein the one with the tiny t-shirt, Joey's fellow actress Kate recognizes him from the commercial despite him featuring in a few episodes of Days of Our Lives and makes fun of him by telling others to ask Joey to open their milk cartons. It's the first time the Milkmaster's mentioned. Fun fact, the doll that Ross's son Ben is playing with is a 1995 Winter Sports Barbie. The line of the episode is Joey says, I never thought I'd be through the 7 out of 10. Solid but unspectacular. Episode, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler, Monica, Rachel, Ross. That's me ranking the friends. And we will be back again for another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends. Thanks for listening.
File not found.
Outro music's gone. Great. Great. Outro music's gone now, too. All I got's the opening theme. Okay. Thanks for listening. File not found. This is not done. We are not done. We are not done. Oh, I just need some sleep. Oh, I need